Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest, friend to the room.
Family.
La.
Hey.
La Leezy.
So am I the only one who comes in here and is not nervous to see Charlamagne?
Yes.
I'm trying to think. Has anybody else ever?
But this is my friend, though. I don't have friends.
Well, listen, let's be for real, though. Being Charlamagne's friend doesn't guarantee anything, though. Charlamagne's had a lot of friends.
But Lala's different, though. Lala punched me in the face. You know? It's a little different out here.
So funny.
But welcome, Lala.
Welcome. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Did you enjoy fight night? I saw you had a little fight party.
I did. That was more than a little fight party. That was a TMZ stalking outside your crib party.
Yeah, it kind of was. But we had a good time. You know, it was chill. It's nice to be at home in that kind of environment because it's just chill and everybody just has fun and laughs and it's different than being out.
Who's at your fight party, La?
It was Kim and Kanye, D-Wade and Gabrielle Union.
Are you lying?
I'm
yeah,
just saying.
Can she answer?
She's humble. She don't want to brag.
Who's at your fight party, La?
It was myself and Mel, Kim and Kanye, and D-Wade and Gab. And then my family and friends. Poe was there. Mm-hmm. You know, my family and friends.
What do you order for food? Do y'all order bougie stuff or is it just wings
bougie
and fries?
Bougie stuff.
We had a chef cook.
See, that bougie stuff.
Get all that. Why do people that can afford to go to the fight, why y'all didn't go?
Well, the thing is that, why didn't we go? The truth is Melo said he wasn't paying that much for those tickets. He was like, I'm not paying that much. They gave him a great deal, but still, he was like, I'm not paying that much. And Melo is not a Vegas person. Like, I love Vegas. I could stay there for a long time. He's not into it. So he's like, he wanted to fly in for the fight. As soon as it was over, fly right back. I was like, we're not going all that way.
Right.
But like, we're not going to party and it's no point. So he was like, I'd just rather stay here. Melo would rather just work out literally all day long.
You filmed in Vegas too, if I think like a man. So you were there for quite
some
time.
Yeah, for 6 weeks. We were there for 6 weeks. So honestly, after watching the fight, I mean, it was great. I was so happy that Floyd won, but I was also happy we didn't come out of our pocket for all of that money for those.
But y'all could have hosted a couple parties and made that right back.
Of course we could have. We got some good offers, but we just chilled out. It was nice.
That's crazy. You got multimillionaires who say, I don't want to pay for tickets. What the hell was y'all bum asses doing at the fight?
Lala's
all the people that we know can't afford.
Lala's cheap.
Y'all didn't go to the fight without
this. I was like, I'm not paying for that.
As long as I know Lala, always been cheap. I ain't doing that.
I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Now, Kim released a picture in her undies. She didn't take that picture in your crib.
No, of course not.
What kind of party was that?
What?
After the fight, the after party.
And it wasn't the same night, by the way.
No.
Oh, all right, just making sure.
Now you got the Power Playbook out.
Yeah, the Power Playbook comes out today, which is like a really big deal. You know, I did the Love Playbook first, and that went number one, which was amazing. So now this is the Power Playbook. It's the sequel to the Love Playbook.
Now,
rules
Love Playbook
for independence,
love.
Money, and success.
Yes. Okay.
Is it really rules to success? Is it one blueprint that anybody can follow to be successful?
No, I don't think it's one blueprint that anyone can follow, but I think everyone has to figure out what their path is, and that's what the book talks about. Like, we all have the power to be great, but most of us just don't know it and don't know how to access it. And a lot of times with the people I talk to, we let our circumstance, like how we grew up, our family, the guys in our life, girls in our life dictate where our life goes instead of like finding our own power. So the book is really relatable and something that everybody can get something from. So I'm excited for it.
But what I really appreciated about it is that you do show your own vulnerabilities because people look at Lala, they're like, she has a perfect life.
I don't have a perfect life.
But you go, in the book, you do go into detail about different things you're doing now. Like, for instance, taking on something like acting and setting those goals for yourself. But right now, because that's not something you've been doing your whole life, it is a lot of rejection.
Yeah.
And you talk about failure. So talk a little bit about that right now, about what you consider failure and what you can take from that.
Well, in the acting world, you know, I fail a lot because I go on auditions and I don't get the job. But I work so hard. What I found with acting is, see, for a lot of people, acting comes naturally. Mm-hmm. For me, I had to learn acting and learn how to be good at it. It wasn't just a natural thing for me. So auditioning, not getting the job, that's in a sense a failure that you're going out there, you're putting yourself out there, and then you get told, no, you're not right for whatever reason. You know, it's a letdown, but I got to keep pushing forward and trying. And I work really hard. Last night, while everybody was chilling, I was in an acting workshop from 5 p.m. until 9:30 p.m., like working, learning, and people don't know that that's what I'm doing in my spare time.
Are you trying to improve on roles you already have, or this is for future
roles? I'm just trying to continue to grow. Like, you know, I'm on the show Power on the Stars Network. Lakeisha, I'm on Power, and that second season is premiering in June, so Lakeisha has grown a lot. The second season, I want to see her continue to grow. I just wrapped a movie with Lorenz Tate and Lance Gross in L.A. about a week ago.
That's Deuces?
Yeah, Deuces. So we did that. So I'm just continuing to try to get great roles and just continue to grow.
What's one role you tried out for that you didn't get that you was like, damn, I wanted that one?
Okay, something I tried out for that I didn't get. I went up for Barbershop 3, and mm-hmm. I really wanted that one mm-hmm. because it felt like it could have been a great movie, and I love Malcolm Lee. I always wanted to work with him. Mm-hmm. So when I didn't get that, I got really close, and mm-hmm. when I didn't get that one, you're disappointed, you know, but you wish everybody the best, and you move on, and you have to believe, like, what's for you is mm-hmm. for you, like, and what's for somebody else is for somebody else.
Are you going to be a barber?
I was like doing weaves and stuff. Yeah, but I liked it because she was like, I liked the role. But mm-hmm. I'm sure the movie's going to be great. And, you know, you just got to keep pushing on.
And what's good is that you also talk about not only do you, if you don't get the role, it also might mean, okay, now I've sat in front of these people. They know who I am. And, you know, they might consider yeah. me for something else.
And it's
else.
True because, I mean, shout out to Malcolm Lee, who's the director of Barbershop. Like, he wrote me and was like, you know, you did such an incredible job. Mm-hmm. Like, you were amazing, and he didn't have to do that, so it's great that now for the next movie he's doing, he'll remember, you know, that I did a good job, and hopefully my dream of working with him will come true later on.
And it's not acting, just acting. You said that, I saw in the NY Post one time, you said you feel pressure when it comes to your looks.
Right.
Which I don't understand. Like, even when you walked in here just now, you was like, I feel fat.
I don't think you're supposed to say that.
No,
so,
I don't care. I said I started a new diet today. I mean, that's women, and she just told me. I said, she was like, I haven't been able to work. I like, it's constant. It's a constant struggle to mm-hmm. try to keep everything together. And I think all women go through that in a different ways.
Mm-hmm. And especially for you, being who you are and going on and putting a picture on Instagram or somebody posting a picture of you.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are like, oh, Lala's so beautiful. But then there's always one person that's like.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. I mean, nobody's ever going to agree on anything. So mm-hmm. I just want to feel good about, you know, myself. And I know when I'm falling off. Mm-hmm. I know when I fell
when
off.
When do you fall off?
I fell off the bandwagon a little bit now. So I'm starting a new program today to try to get back on.
So what are you doing? Were you eating too much? Or was that damn chef fried food?
It's just, I'm a chocolate fanatic.
Me
so,
too.
And I like cheap chocolate. Like, I want Kit Kat and Nestle Crunch.
I want Kit Kat and Nestle Crunch.
Not everybody is fit like you are, okay?
I mean, I work. Listen, I work at it, too, okay?
You do
I have
work.
Pressure about my looks.
Okay. Diet pills.
Wait, are you on diet pills?
Diet pills?
Oh, I was about to say, what?
He's lightening his skin, what? Though, as you can tell.
I'm not lightening my skin.
By the way, you know what? I wasn't going
to
bring that up.
Wait, okay.
Can you explain
I wear makeup.
It?
Look. Where's the makeup?
Okay.
Where?
We said it's whitening cream.
Where?
Whitening.
But does anybody really lighten their skin? I mean, that just sounds...
Oh, no, they do. They have...
Oh, okay, because I'm like, is that a real thing?
No, you can actually...
So what happened? Why do people say that about... Because I started
going to see a dermatologist to even my skin tone.
Okay.
Because I had the dark patches here.
Okay.
Then everything else was the complexion you see now.
So wait, you were getting peels?
Chemical peels.
Okay.
Let me see what else, girl.
Microdermabrasion.
No, I never got that.
I never got
chemical pills, though.
Okay, yeah. That's it.
Chemical pills.
That's it.
Have you ever had a chemical pill, La?
No.
Okay.
No, because I heard you can't leave the house for a few days, right?
For a few days?
Like, it's all...
It'll peel crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know you can't leave the house.
Like,
you don't remember when his face was peeling? It was all on his nose?
Yeah,
like
it
had
just
a booger.
Peels.
Oh, I didn't... I thought he had a booger for real.
Oh, okay. No, it's worse than that. Like, it's chunks... of skin.
No,
it's like a
snake like shedding
really?
Your skin.
So why would someone do that? To get the top layer of skin
off? Yeah, because that's all it is.
Maybe
discoloration.
Had the raccoon eyes.
Discoloration, acne scars.
Right?
So do you like what you see? No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I mean, I like when other people say, hey, your skin looks great.
I think your skin looks great.
That's what I want. Yeah. See that?
I think your skin
And then
looks
like
great.
When people be like, yo, look like you're wearing makeup, I'd be like, well, compliments to my dermatologist.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of undergoing transformations, you've also commented on Bruce Jenner, who's also undergoing a transformation and showed your support, just like we're showing support for Charlamagne.
Shut the hell up.
Shifting gears, yeah.
Just like we're showing support for Charlamagne.
Yes, I'm going to have a special with that.
As he sheds his skin.
Now, also,
but were you shocked? Were you shocked to hear about that, being that you are close with the family and everything?
I wouldn't say I was shocked to hear about it, but you know, I just grew up. My mom just always told me, you know. Love and respect everyone. You don't know what people are going through, what battles people are having. And I just try to apply that in life. Like, I don't know what it's like to be in his shoes. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that could be like. So I just want to offer love and support, because unless you walk the mile in somebody's shoes, how do you know what it feels like?
Right.
Is having a vagina all it's cracked up to be?
I think so. Because
fun.
is power. I wrote a book called The Power Playbook.
The Playbook. That's book three.
It's just unfortunate that most women don't understand that and know how to use it to their to get the power.
Do you talk about that in your book?
She talks about power. Actually, you start off the book talking about power.
Yeah.
So what's your definition of power? It got to be more than just...
No,
okay. Guys, you can't use that word.
Oh, vagina. I'm sorry.
I didn't say that that was my definition of power. I think power is just finding something you love and going after it. It's powerful. I don't think power, money, or status is power. Like, being happy within, getting up, doing something you love every day is powerful. Doing something for others is powerful. It's not necessarily about having the most money or the best cars. I don't equate that with power always.
Mm. You've even said that being an intern was powerful for you, and you
very
learned
powerful.
That.
Yeah, very powerful. Myself and Ludacris, you know, we started as interns, and we worked for free and had to do any and everything, and it just helped us be disciplined from where we're at now in life. So if you look at me and Luda, like, we're always on time. We're all, like, because we learned that from being interns that we apply now, you know, in our careers and stuff.
Was radio ever a real love of yours?
It did become a love of mine because I just found it was easy for me to be on the radio and talk and stuff. But then TV became more of a love when I started working at MTV. That became more of a love of mine.
When did you start realizing you actually had power?
I started realizing I actually had power actually when I was on the radio, because I realized back then it was even a little different. Like, I realized that artists would literally be willing to do almost anything to get you to co-sign their song or play their record, you know. And back then, it was a lot of under the table money and things going on and
hey,
stuff like that. It was a lot of, I'm sure.
Not with you, of course.
Well, of course, not with me. You know,
you weren't a DJ, though.
But still, I was on the radio. So if I'm on there every day saying, this song is hot, then people are going to believe the song is hot. So I knew I had power then, but I never wanted to misuse it, you know.
Gotcha.
And I always just kept it in perspective, like, they wouldn't be on me like this if I wasn't on the radio, obviously. Like, I always kept it in perspective.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have to lie to Ludacris and tell him his music was hot when he first started?
What?
No, it got hot. I'm saying. In the beginning. Because y'all was on the show, y'all together. Like, yo, you can't say this.
No, it wasn't that. In the beginning, it was more, I was more like, you really going to give this radio career up that we have to go be a rapper? It's not that I didn't think his music was good, but I was like, yo, you're going to give this up. Yeah, we got a good thing going. And he was literally, said he was getting in his car and just selling his CD out the trunk of his car, which he did. And I was like, you really about to give this job up to do that? That was more my discussion with him.
I think he made the right decision.
He made the right decision.
One thing you don't get enough credit for is, like, being an entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? People will be like, oh, she's successful just because she's Mello's wife. But so you've been out here.
Right. Yeah. And, yeah, Mello and I, you know, we have a great relationship, but we keep our businesses separate, you know, so I have my own businesses and he has his, but, you know, I have the makeup line, the clothing line, the book, the acting, the producing. Like, I feel like I'm doing well, you know, independently on my own, and then it's great that we can come together and be a force together, but I have my own going on.
And people need to hear that, because they be like, the Power Playbook, what she know about being an
But that's so crazy, because my life didn't start like that. Like,
exactly.
My life started from having nothing and just building from there. I didn't come from a family with money. I definitely didn't come from a family who was in the entertainment business. Nobody knew. My mom was like, wait, you going to do what on the radio? Nobody knew what that was.
Gotcha.
Like, I just continued and I worked my way up. So I think I have a different respect for it now, because I literally had to work radio, then TV, then acting, like, in each thing to become really great at it.
And I'm sure Mello grew up watching you on TV.
He did tell me that once. Well, yeah, because Clue was the one. Mm-hmm. You know, Clue introduced us. And he was the one who was like, yo, my man been watching you on TV and this and that. And I was just like, what? And then he was like, yeah, Carmelo Anthony. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to mess around with a basketball player.
Why, though? Why?
Well, because, I mean,
she's not a bird, Charlamagne.
Charlamagne was a girl. He'd have went for it.
No, like, Charlamagne wouldn't take a basketball player.
He wants a baseball player. Or he wants a, soccer.
Basketball players get guaranteed contracts. That's fine, too.
Okay, so that's good, too.
But I just felt like they just come with such a stigma. Like, I didn't want that.
but you made the right decision. It was starting to realize, do the opposite of what Lala tells you to do in the beginning. Okay.
What's going on with the reality show now?
So I'm not doing reality show anymore, but I'm producing now. So I'm working on a show with Dice. I'm working on a show with Poe. Okay. So, you know, I want them to continue to grow and do great things. But reality TV, just for me, it's not for me anymore. I mean, I loved it. I had a great run. And I just decided that I didn't want to expose so much of my personal life constantly. And I found that the reality show was hurting me in acting, which is what I'm really trying to do now. Like, it was like, it hurts you in the acting world.
Oh, they look at you as a reality
star. Yeah, they look at you the reality girl. And then they don't take you seriously, or your audition has to be 100 times better than anybody else to even be looked at. So I had to kind of let that go to really now dive in and be taken seriously.
I've heard that, but I always wondered if it was like the girls, like certain girls, like from Love and Hip Hop, they'll be like, I went out to audition. I'm like, yeah, that's because you ratchet. I didn't know the same thing applies to.
No, it's,
like
it's definitely the same thing, because they just have a stigma, like reality show. So you're going to hire a reality star to be in your movie? Like, it's that kind of thing. So I had to let it go. And it was good while I did it, and it's been good since I haven't.
Now, you respond sometimes to a lot of people on Instagram. I noticed one time they basically said you were raising a little blood.
Oh, when
your son put up the... I can tell they don't have any kids, because my son does it all the time. When your son posted a sign...
What, throws up what?
He threw it up the three-point. You know, when you shoot it, when a kid shoot a three, they shoot at the three-point, and her son posted it, and it was like, your son's throwing up gang signs.
Yeah, they did. They went in on that, and I was just like... I mean, you know, you got to let people know sometimes, like, let me handle mine and you handle yours. And I think with me, I don't know, sometimes I think it's a misconception. Like, people, I don't know if people have the wrong idea. Like you said, like, I'm just so perfect. And so this, like, I'm not. I'll curse somebody the fuck out in
yes,
2 seconds. I don't care. Like, and I don't know if people, I'm a tomboy, really. Like, so when I hear, like, oh, she's so glamorous and stuff, I'm like, it's so funny to me because I'm a sneakerhead all day. Like, I think sometimes people get it wrong, and I like to remind them every once in a while.
How hard is it for a woman like you to be submissive? A powerful woman.
It is hard. It is hard. But I had to, like, teach myself that you have to do that sometimes.
Do you talk about that in the book?
I do talk about that. I talk about there is a such thing as being too independent. And I see it with a lot of women that I'm around who are successful and have careers. Like, you want to wear the pants in a sense, and you can't take that from your man or take that from whoever you're dating. And I had to kind of learn that.
Should you be submissive to any man or just...
I think you should be
equal or better.
Well, no, I think you should be submissive at times to any man that you respect. Mm. If you respect him, then you have to let him be the man at different times. Now, if you don't have respect for him, then that's a whole, you could sun him all day. That's a whole different thing. But if you respect him, then you got to know when to kind of, like, fall back a little.
Because men like to feel like they're needed sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of times. Mm-hmm.
Now, the Power Playbook is out right now, and you're doing it in-store tonight.
Yes, so tonight I'm doing an in-store, which is going to be hosted by Angie Martinez, which I'm super excited about.
Angie Mar.
Yeah, so that's tonight at Barnes & Noble in Union Square at 7 p.m. So everybody come out, we'll hang out, buy some books, give some books out, and we're going to have like a cool Q&A in the beginning, which is really fun just to see what people are thinking and questions that they have. So it's tonight, 7 p.m. at Barnes & Noble in Union Square, and it's myself and Angie Martinez.
Now, what's your greatest joy right now? Acting, being an author, wife, or being a mother?
Cayenne is my greatest joy, being a mom. Being a wife is great. We've been together for 11 years. It's like I'm married to my best friend, so we have a good time at home. It's like friends, and that's good. And then, you know, acting definitely has stepped up and is really starting to become a real career for me, so I'm happy about that.
And lastly, Sierra stopped through the other.
Yeah, I know. How are you not here on that
day? I was in L.A. I got a life.
She was not happy that you weren't here
for that one. Sierra really wanted to see.
She wanted to see you.
I want to see her too. We can have a nice conversation.
I hope so. I hope so.
Have you met her new man? Have you met her new man, Russell Wilson? Being that you're her only friend in the industry.
She said you're her only friend.
In the industry.
Said
in the industry.
Likes her.
That's
she
not
said.
What she said.
She said nobody likes her.
No. Nobody likes
you.
That's
not
true.
She wasn't even here for the interview.
But she said you're her only friend in the industry.
She didn't say that. That's sweet. Mm-hmm. That's sweet. I mean, she's one of my best friends in the world for many, many years.
I saw you putting the football emoji under Future's pictures.
No, I did not do that. I did not do that. I would never do that. Oh, my God, no way.
Did you meet her new boo, though? Because I know that's your good friend.
I haven't met anyone. I haven't met anybody.
Now, how did Baltimore affect the Anthony household? Because Melo's from B-More, and we saw him protesting.
Yeah, it did affect it. Like, the vibe in the house was down, and Mello was really talking to a lot of different people, political people, even checked in with the White House on, like, what he could do to make a difference, and he just felt like he needed to go out there, and he just jumped on a plane and went out there and protested, and then the next day is when, you know, the indictment came in against the officers and stuff. So it was powerful that he went out there, but he's like Baltimore, ride or die.
Oh, he bleeds it, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. And I thought it was really great that he wasn't just Instagramming or, and nothing against people who are doing that, but sometimes if you're from a place, you got to get out there and show your face. And I think that's why people have so much respect for him. And, you know, people just really like Mello because they feel like he's one of them and relatable. He doesn't seem like he's so far over there that you can't get to him.
I agree. I think he deserves better, like a better team.
No. He's the only reason I'm holding on to my Knicks stuff, man.
I feel like he deserves better. He should have went to Chicago or something.
No. How's his leg doing? He's good money?
He's getting there. He's definitely getting there. Okay. He's rehabbing like a lot, so he's almost there.
How do you got time to do all of this? Because I know you was playing nurse. So how you got time to act and write books and all this other stuff?
I don't know, because I do kind of like do it all. When I was planning the fight party, I was like, I don't even know how I just planned this whole party in like a day and got everything set up and then acting class and this and that. But I don't know. I just would have it no other way. I like being busy.
But you did talk about that, too, in your book, about putting yourself first.
Yeah.
And how important that is and how you were working so hard, sleeping 2 hours a night. Right. Sometimes it was really difficult.
Yeah. You know, sometimes I overdo it and I don't think about myself. I just think about my family and the work that has to be done. You just said it about last week that you were working so hard. Like, I started to feel like I was going to break down. I have to remind myself that I have to take care of me, too, because if I'm not good, I'm not going to be good for work. I'm not going to be good for Cayenne, for Mel, or anybody. So I have to kind of keep it in perspective because I'm such a workaholic that sometimes I go a little overboard.
You're playing a lesbian in a movie coming up soon, too, right?
That's hot.
How did you do research for that?
Exactly. And guess what? On Power this season, I have my first sex scene.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty, you know, Power. Have you guys seen Power?
Oh, yeah,
sex
we love
scene,
Power.
So,
yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm
pretty
just,
intense.
Everybody just.
What Mello say about that sex scene, though?
So funny. He said he understands that it's my job, but he doesn't want to watch it.
He doesn't want you kissing, I'm sure.
Well, he didn't say that. He just said he's not going to watch it.
Are you going to be topless?
Yeah.
Really?
That's your friend.
Gentlemen, you cannot watch.
This is for the fellas, okay?
No. You are.
Epic
how
a fella
are you
going to
be topless? You pervert.
Yes.
Nipples out.
Yes.
What episode is that?
Oh, my goodness.
Four.
Four? Sister says four.
Are you really typing?
Just putting that in my memo.
Who's the guy?
I can't tell that.
I'm just
wondering. Gives away too much of the story.
Did they pay you more for the nipples? Because you got some amazing breasts.
How do you know what her nipples look like?
Thank you. It was so
she
funny.
Said thank you.
It was so funny. 50 was like, he was like, yeah. You're going to be out of here after this episode.
Goodness gracious.
So you didn't use a body double or anything.
No,
it's you.
No.
Why'd you decide to give him that, though? Why for Power?
Like, well, one thing about Power, to be on Power, I mean, you guys have seen the show. You have to sign a nudity clause off the bat because at some point,
you're going to be naked.
Everybody has to show something. And it was tasteful and respectful, so I felt good about it. And, you know, I'm acting. I'm taking it serious. Like, it comes with the territory. What, are you never going to do a sex scene and you're an actress? Like, that's unreasonable.
You think
so,
they're going to blur it out?
No, they're not.
Why would they blur it out on stars?
I know. No. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember.
No, but it was very tasteful.
Carmella
done.
Should have said you had to do it in a T-shirt. Have sex with your T-shirt on.
I can't wait to see that meme.
Stop it.
That really? Meme going to be
That's going to be all over the net.
Well, La, we appreciate you joining us.
Episode 4.
Emmy, you're so politically correct all the time.
Get the hell out now.
You're so correct.
All right. The Power Playbook.
Yes, congratulations on the Power Playbook.
And please, everybody, come out and support tonight. Barnes & Noble, 7 p.m. Union Square. Myself and Angie Martinez.
And Lala's Tatas, episode 4, Power Season 2.
Lala's Tatas. All right.
Okay, let's get the memes ready early.
It's the Breakfast Club, Lala. Good morning.